When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Your pain can become someone else's playbook right now. If you've been through a breakup, we want to hear from you at 414-432-1099. The question is about timelines. Here is what we received from one mixer through the text line. How soon do you delete the pics on your phone and social after a breakup? This came from the discussion we had earlier this morning from the text roulette of how long after the breakup do you delete the number or block the number on your phone. Now it turned into, okay, this person's going through this breakup. What about the pictures? The ones on your phone, maybe hide them and put them in a folder if you don't want to look at them anymore. No one else is going to see that. But on social media, that's a very public display of, are you together? Or are you not together? Now, look, if the breakup was painful, messy, you're tempted to doom scroll and go back to what was, delete it. Delete the pictures. If it's going to trigger something really bad or false hope or emotionally spike your anxiety, then just delete it.
Delete the pictures, but keep the number in the phone? Is that what
the
we've decided?
The number in the phone.
It's
again,
different.
You can block them on the phone, but you want to keep that number so you don't accidentally call it or answer it. But there's no right answer. It's definitely personal for this person, but you have to think of, what is your reason of keeping it? If your reason of keeping it is saying, this is a book, a chapter where you turn the page, and you're not necessarily going to go back to those last chapters, but it keeps the book whole and it's a part of the story, then keep the photos.
You just want to keep the book on the shelf, right?
Yeah, maybe you don't open the book all the
right,
time.
All the time.
All right, let's go to Packer fan Tiffany. Hey, girl, what did you want to say about this? After a breakup, when did you delete the pictures on social or on your phone?
I think maybe about like a week after.
Wow. That's
so
quick.
For you, it was a full week. Is there a reason why you said, okay, 7 days, that's it? Like, you gave yourself 7 days to grieve the relationship?
Like, through social, yeah. Like, on my phone, deleted a number right away.
But kept the pics for a while.
Yeah.
Just in case you changed your mind or what?
No, like, to kind of one last, this was the relationship.
Okay.
You know, we did have good times, to kind of one last, this was the good times we had, and savor one last time, and then that's it.
And then you got to put it away. So you just kind of soak it in, remember the goods, and then say, all right, now everything's getting deleted.
It's like putting it in the box that you close up under your bed, that it's still there if you wanted to look at it, but you don't want to make it so accessible that if it's not going to help you move forward with your life, then that should tell you when it's time to take the pictures down. Because when I went through my divorce, I was pretty quick to take the pictures down because it was social media, and I thought, you know, the public facing job, I was like, I don't need people tagging anybody or asking or saying anything like that. And so just out of respect, I took the pictures down pretty quickly afterwards.
Are you going through like Google where it gets shared? Are you going through the cloud, or are you just taking it off the device as well?
Just
the device?
Delete all of it.
Keeping it off way in the distance.
It's all gone. Deleted. Well, okay. And then you get those time hops. Sometimes those time hops are a blessing. Sometimes they're a curse. Other times you're like, I do not want to see that picture right now.